Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, March 31st, 2008. The Israeli army injures two in Gaza and kidnaps eight Palestinians in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two Palestinians have been reported wounded early on Monday as Israeli soldiers stationed in the south of the Gaza Strip opened fire at them. Medics confirmed that the two have been moderately wounded and have been admitted to a hospital in the Gaza Strip for treatment. Israeli media sources reported that the Israeli army spotted and wounded two Palestinians suspected to be planting roadside bombs near the border with Israel in the southern Gaza Strip. The Israeli army killed two Palestinians on Saturday in northern Gaza. Israel media said that the two men were suspected of planting explosive devices along the border. The Israeli army has been involved in a series of deadly attacks on the Gaza Strip over the past 4 months, the latest of which was in early March when the army killed more than 120 Palestinians, including 40 children, in northern Gaza. Eight Palestinian civilians were kidnapped by the Israeli army on Monday during Israeli army pre-dawn invasions targeting several parts of the West Bank. In the southern West Bank, Israeli troops invaded and searched homes in the village of Ashiyuch, Halhul, and Yatta, located near the city of Hebron. Local sources reported that during the attack on the three villages, the army kidnapped three civilians. In the central part of the West Bank, the Israeli army attacked the village of Beit Rima near the city of Ramallah. Eyewitnesses said that troops surrounded the house of the Rimawi family and forced the family out before searching and ransacking the house, kidnapping 30-year-old Hossam Rimawi. Meanwhile, in the northern part of the West Bank, four Palestinian civilians were kidnapped when Israeli troops attacked the village of Qifin near Tul Karim. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Fuad Azir and Ghassan Bannoura.